However, Girmal and Turg did not take kindly to sleeping all day. Shortly before noon, they were wide awake, whispering and chuckling to each other. They tip-pawed past the slumbering elders and made their way into the cave. But they had not gone unnoticed. Their sisters, Bitty and Gilla, followed by the mole maids Nilly and Pod, came hurrying after them. They threw their little aprons over their faces in imitation of their mothers.
Good seasons, you villains! What be you doing in here?
Come away now, you wake Sunflash!
But Girmal and Turg were determined to visit their hero.
Gah! We bain't waking him! Only come to sing the song nice and quiet! Sunflash likes the song!
They gathered round the huge form of the sleeping badger. Nilly twitched her button nose cautiously, saying,
"Us'n best be singing quiet, lest the orc bird ears and eating us'n's arloop with a girt beak."
Tiny Paws stroked the great golden striped muzzle as the babes sang soft and low. Dark Forest and its dread gates had receded from Sunflash's dreams. Now he wandered lonely through sunlit vales and flower-strewn hillsides. Lying down in the cool shade of a great oak, he looked up at the sky. A shadow passed over him, and a face appeared. Sunflash found himself staring into the most beautiful face he had ever seen. It was a badger, wise beyond dreams, and calm as a still lake in the dawn. He knew instinctively it was Bella, his mother. In that moment, he felt sadness and joy, yearning and fulfillment. Comfort and serenity shone through her smile as she stroked his golden stripe and began singing.
I'm not a lass and way south in the west, so stall and mat is where I love best. Sand not as a lamb, lone seabirds do wing, and alas, most ran, list to me whilst I sing. I'll walk alongside you, my lost little one. We'll find the mountain.
Salamandestron!
Bellowed Sunflash, finishing the song. Wakefulness hit the creatures sleeping outside like a lightning flash and a thunderbolt all in one. They leapt upright, fur and spikes bristling at the sound of the booming roar from within the dwelling cave. Scarlet shrieked with shock and took off into the air like an arrow, and the babes came tumbling and howling into the open as the mighty shout reverberated once more.
You lady! Salamandestron!
Limping slightly and supporting himself on his hornbeam mace, the badger appeared in the bright sunlight. Tears flowed openly from his great dark eyes, yet he was smiling. Casting the mace aside, he scooped the petrified babes up in both paws.
Salamandestron!
Sunflash executed a great whirl, circling crazily, until he fell on his back with an earth-shaking thud. Caught up in the wild excitement of the moment, hog babes and mole maids yelled aloud with their badger friend.
Salamandestron!